Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Martin de Porres. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. She lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled, So What Is Great?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Having just shown the gathering his wisdom and logic, Jesus was subjected to the Pharisees trying to trip him up and see if he could answer a question about the two great commandments. Again, Jesus was ready. He had no hesitation. So he told them, The greatest is love. Love God with your whole heart and mind and strength, and love one another. This is the very foundation of all we are, do, and consider important. I suppose the questioners were not expecting that. I wonder what they were expecting. There is a precious scene in the movie The Help. The faithful and dedicated nanny is down at eye level with the toddler she has watched over with such care. As she points out three characteristics she wants the little girl to remember as they are saying their goodbyes, this scene sends out a rich and loving feeling, all the more evident because it happens in the midst of a non-loving experience for both of them. The greatest of these is love. We see, feel, hear, and experience so many unloving moments. There is so much hatred and violence in our world, so we definitely are being called to take on the responsibility of loving, showing love in our actions, stretching ourselves to have love for the unlovable. The national news has added a piece at the end of each broadcast that has us all on the edge of our chairs, waiting to hear about the someone you should know, or words to that effect. When I sneak a peek at the others in the room, I am rewarded by observing totally engaged faces and minds, people who want to know the good news rather than another bomb story. People, as I am, with lots of room in their hearts for much more compassion, kindness, and lots of goodness that needs to be celebrated. Who shall we love first? Our God, who loves us first as well. That cushiony warmth, that ever-present support from God, calls out for our response of love, gratitude, and any other virtue we can think of and use at any given moment. What did the Pharisees do with that answer from Jesus? Did it make them ask another one? Was it too challenging for them, especially the part about loving one another? No matter, we are about our own call, our own consideration of priorities. If we all do that, we may just be able to change our little corner of the world a little bit. God knows all the corners need changing, need a serious layer of the energy and motivation it takes to love the world and its many creatures. Yes. The greatest of these is love.